It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, the Pope is here, Scott Walker is out, and the federal government could be looking at another shutdown. We'll take a look at this week's national political news.
First, a national report from earlier this year shows Wisconsin is the third worst state in the nation for the condition of our roads. The report said 71% of Wisconsin roads are in mediocre to poor condition.
Transportation funding was a huge issue in the last budget cycle, but the state legislature didn't provide the money local governments were asking for. So now the Transportation Development Association is working with the state's municipal governments in a new outreach campaign. It's called Just Fix It, to highlight the worst roads in the state.
Craig Thompson is with us to talk about it. He's the executive director of the Transportation Development Association. Craig, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, Veronica. Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us a little bit about what Just Fix It is. How does it work?
Well, it's really just a joint effort with the Counties Association and the League of Municipalities and Towns Association to really just talk with communities across the state about what they're experiencing with their transportation networks, and to sort of go into each community and hold up a mirror and say, you know, do you like what you see?
Well, it's interesting because what it seems like you're trying to do is to put a face, if you will, on these roads, to actually have these roads tell a story about where the state is with its transportation. Is that part of it?
I think it is, and it's not just the roads. It's our bus systems as well, and to some extent our ports and aviation systems. But a lot of it is our roads and our bus systems. And there's been a lot of studies, I said, in one of the most recent ones, but there's been others. And I think there's the data is there, but perhaps sometimes we do need to go out and see the pictures and hear the stories for it really to hit home.
Why do you feel that we need this campaign right now in Wisconsin?
Well, I think your lead-in told a lot, that according to the DOT's latest report, the conditions of our roads here are worse than every other state other than Illinois and Connecticut. And, you know, that's not just inconvenient as far as bumpy rides or causing damage to our cars. It also means that a lot of times counties and towns are posting their bridge for weight limits because, you know, they just can't withstand it. And that causes agriculture people to increase their costs for having to go around timber haulers, all kinds of impacts on the economy, which you know, far outweigh if we just paid to fix it.
Well, give us a snapshot, if you will. Where are we with the state of roads in Wisconsin and the other stuff you're mentioning, the buses, the infrastructure?
Well, the Transportation Finance and Policy Commission that I sat on looked at the next 10 years and really came up with what would it take just to sort of maintain the level of service we have now, which isn't necessarily great. And the gap for that was about $15 billion over the course of those 10 years, or about $1.5 billion a year. So we have significant needs at really every level, cities, towns, villages, counties, and the state roads.
Now, there was that referendum in 2014 saying that money used for the transportation budget could not be used for anything else. It couldn't be rated as one term for it. Why isn't that enough?
Well, that's a great question. You know, for a while we heard from some lawmakers that they understood that we need to, that these transportation systems are important and that we need to perhaps adjust user fees to fix them. But they said we're unwilling to do that until we know for sure and we can promise the voters that all the money is going to go where it's supposed to. So we entered into an effort along with other groups to have a constitutional amendment to ensure that, and it passed by an overwhelming vote. 80% of the public in the last gubernatorial election came out and supported that and amended our constitution so that now when we pay gas tax and registration fee, it has to go back towards that upkeep. But for some reason, that wasn't enough to have them act in this budget.
We're talking right now with Craig Thompson, Executive Director of the Transportation Development Association. He's joining us to talk about the new outreach program called Just Fix It. And Craig, I wonder if you could tell us about some of the particular roads, the particular needs that you say that you see out in the state right now. If we were to hit the road, where would you point us to say, look, there really is a need and it's an urgent one?
Well, I think I would point you to almost anywhere you live in this state to just go out and drive around. I don't think you'd have to drive outside of your city or county to find a lot of these roads that really are getting into significantly bad shape. And a lot of them, you don't even feel it at first while the substructure deteriorates before it gets to that. But as you said, over 70% of our roads are in tough condition, so I don't think you have to travel too far.
Now, when we look at the causes behind the need that you're describing, where would you say it started? Where did the state of Wisconsin start to lose its ability to keep things up?
Well, if you look at the numbers, it really goes back about a decade, I think, or so. We didn't rely nearly as much on bonding in the early 2000s as we do now, and our user fees were more commensurate with what we needed. But we got rid of gas tax indexing, and we haven't adjusted any user fees since then. And so it's really been a steady, really kind of going over and over again of not adjusting the user fees and just relying more on borrowing. Or cutting each budget.
Now, who is on the hook when it comes to fixing roads? How much do local communities, for instance, have to pay?
Well, you know, for the locals, they end up probably bearing about 60% to 70% of the costs, sometimes 80, through the property tax, and they'll get reimbursed by the state for anywhere from 40%, 30%, or 20%.
And in terms of how much it actually costs to fix these roads up, say a mile of road that needs resurfacing, what would that cost?
Well, that kind of varies, I think, depending on what level of road you're talking about. Greatly, I don't really have a specific number for you.
How would you make the case that this is an important issue, that transportation funding should be at the top of the state's to-do list?
Well, I think if you look at Wisconsin's economy, we are agriculture, we are manufacturing, and we are tourism. And those are the three most transportation-dependent industries you can find. So when we start impacting those industries, we're having a huge impact on our economy as a whole.
Now, the latest budget did not give the full requested amount to the transportation fund. In terms of the gap there between what was given and what was asked for, what's the consequence of that as you see it?
Well, again, at the local level, it just continues to make their schedule of how many miles of road they can repave or replace just goes out further and further. I know the Towns Association was just surveying their members, and they've got a lot of replacement schedules that are at 200 to 300 years for roads that are built to last 20 or 30. At the state level, there's specific projects that have been delayed. Around here, it's in Madison, it's for the Verona Road project. Looks like it's going to be pushed back. I-3990 is delayed several years. Highway 441 up in Appleton is probably going to be pushed back, as is Highway 23. And so, those big projects get pushed back, and then everything behind it just sort of has a cascading effect.
Craig, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That was Craig Thompson, Executive Director of the Transportation Development Association. He was with us to talk about the new outreach program. It's called Just Fix It.